So we talked about it earlier in regards to school, about how growing up in an era where there's cell phones and cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a lot tougher now. Like Kelly, you said, it was bad enough with digital cameras. Mm-hmm. Like I have one picture of me in college for 4 years.
Is it that one of you holding two beers?
That was
Tommy,
just after college.
Tommy used
but
in
yes.
his presentation.
The one from college was one that one of my friends took and said, here, gave me a copy of it. And I went, oh, neat. And then I didn't, at the time, I would have said, I don't care. I don't need pictures. I'm here. Mm-hmm. But now I look back and I'm like, sure would have been nice to have photos of all my friends.
Yeah, I don't have very many myself. We all had to use like a 110 camera.
But on the bright side, there was never any temptation to make a video of anything stupid we did and then post it on the internet.
No.
And then maybe get arrested for it. These kids didn't need to post it to get arrested. They took a lawnmower to Target.
Oh, and then they went inside.
You see it right there. It was all caught on camera. A social media stunt inside a Target in Ocala. Two 18-year-olds are now facing charges for property damages.
And to be clear, not a push motor mower. It's a pretty wide rider with the
zero turn.
That's what they are.
Yeah, that's awesome.
White Shoes Spencer Tracy spoke with a shopper who captured it all on video.
Oh,
doors didn't open quite wide enough.
That guy, he caused the property damage when only the front wheels were in.
It was not something you see every day.
In seconds, a normal shopping trip in Ocala on Saturday turns into chaos.
Is it chaos?
The last thing you expect to see inside a Target is a lawnmower coming through the door, and it was all captured on video.
He actually drove straight into the door first and shattered it. It was interesting.
Ocala police say 18-year-old Jenick Zoranek was the one driving the lawnmower.
Come on,
that sounds like such a fake name.
Jenick Zoranek.
What's your name? Jenick. Last name? Zoranek. Jenick Zoranek.
Mower and wearing overalls and a farmer's hat. He was arrested along with 18-year-old Luke Sharsky for this social media stunt.
Oh, man. What is it? It looks like it's his first time on a tractor. He's terrible at it.
Practice in a field first.
Come on. This is not that hard.
Vanessa Scarlett didn't know either of the teens, but decided to start recording.
So you never know what's going to happen.
You can still see the damage, the wood boards covering the door, as well as the broken glass. This is where officers say that lawnmower went through that Target entrance.
Yes, law officers say it because we saw it on video.
Why did you
just say it that way?
And we spoke with shoppers, and they are still shocked that this happened. Police say the chaos didn't start at the Target. The night before, Zoranek allegedly used a leaf blower inside a Culver's on Southwest College Road.
Okay.
They've run amok with power equipment.
Time for our lawn and pranks show.
Oh my gosh, thank God they didn't show up with an edger.
He was charged with criminal mischief, and both teens were arrested for disorderly conduct.
I love
that mischief is a charge you can get. What were you charged with? Mischief.
Criminal level mischief.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will raise that and charge you with naughty, naughty.
Yes.
Or you've been charged with tisk, tisk.
You got 10 years for troublemaking.
I think they're teenagers. They definitely got the consequence that a lot of people think they deserve.
Police say what started as a social media stunt ended with real damage and real consequences.
I mean, from the get-go, I am just so... so upset at how bad these high schoolers are at this prank.
So that's your biggest problem is that they're not driving the zero turn correctly.
I think the prank itself is reasonably harmless because it looks like he made it into the store and didn't cause any damage within the store. He started the stunt wrong already.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he got two wheels in before he busted the place up.
Mm-hmm.
That's not okay. That's shoddy workmanship.
Do you think if that doesn't happen, there's no mischief charge?
It's not as high of a mischief charge because he doesn't cause over $1,000 worth of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just a little bit of a stinky store for a little while.
Covering Marion County in Ocala, Spencer Tracy, West 2 News.
Boy, they are lucky that no one was hurt. Both of those suspects have since been released from jail on bond.
Boy, the one kid with the fake name sure has some beady eyes. I feel like he is going to be back. The other kid, hard to tell, but old beady-eyed Janik Skranik. This fake name.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think, yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
Janik looks like a real dirt rotor mischief maker, and Luke looks like an entitled kid mischief maker.
It, yeah, I don't know if we're right,
but we
I agree with the reading of the book by its covers.
Yeah. Come on, man. You were so close to being epic.
Yeah, because had he not damaged the door, it would have been fine. And like you said, less of a mischief charge. But not nearly as bad. Not nearly as bad.
Some minor tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been more of a, this is dumb. That was dumb, guys. Please don't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Even better is if they had borrowed somebody's electric zero turn. Then no emissions. They can't even get you on, they can't even get you on polluting the target.
Yeah.
Yeah. They might have just gotten an for that.
Yeah. Then you go, oh, I didn't know. I hurt my leg, and I thought this would be better than a scooter.
It's my hover.
It's my mobility thing.
Steve,
yeah.
Let's see. 12 years from now, 11 years from now.
Oh, don't do this.
Nikki's a rascal, right?
Nikki,
your boy.
Is, there's going to be. We're gonna have a lot of sit down conversations with Nikki. I think
you get the call from the assistant manager at whatever store near you guys.
The Dairy Whip.
Your boy has brought a lawnmower through. How are you handling that?
I'll probably be impressed that he knows how to use the lawnmower, because I think he's going to be a put his feet down and not want to do any yard work kind of kid. So I'll be like, okay, all right, well, all at least right, now I know he knows how to start it for sure. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be pretty disappointed if my kids bring any power tools or lawn equipment into stores.
Who's the hammer in the relationship out of you and Annette? Are your kids old enough? Like, not, you know what I mean. Like, there's one where it's like, wait till so-and-so gets home.
Somebody's usually the top disciplinarian.
I don't know. We haven't really.
They're kind of too young.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to a point yet where there has to be any stern punishment. So I'm not sure who's going to rise to the top for that.
If your boy ends up taking a lawnmower through a building like this. Mm-hmm. It's more likely that Annette's going to go, that's your genetics, than it's hers, right?
Absolutely.
Just because you're like truck guy and
absolutely.
I like motor.
Yep.
It's a Tim Allen
yes,
of your
Tim
town.
Allen.
Mm-hmm. That's something to think about with your behavior.